For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. A 10-day march from Charlottesville to Washington, D.C. begins today. New charges filed against three people involved in the deadly Charlottesville rally. And candidates for governor weigh in on what to do with the Commonwealth's many Confederate statues. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, August 28th. Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu. Charlottesville police have announced charges against three more people relating to the August 12th white nationalist rally. 35 victims have been identified after a car plowed into a crowd, killing Heather Heyer. Daniel Patrick Borden and Alex Michael Ramos were charged with malicious wounding, and Richard Wilson Preston was charged with discharging a firearm within 1,000 feet of a school. A multiracial coalition of faith, student, and community activists plans to march from Charlottesville to Washington, D.C. in response to what they call the president's failure to confront the white supremacy on display at the violent rally earlier this month. The 10-day march by groups include the Women's March on Washington, Color of Change, Indivisible, Repairers of the Breach, and the Movement for Black Lives. It starts today and is expected to arrive in Washington on September 6th. Organizers say white supremacist violence, rhetoric, and policies have intensified since the 2016 presidential campaign and must be confronted. Leaders say they want a political agenda that repairs the damage done by the legacy of white supremacy in America. Candidates for Virginia governor are weighing in on what to do with the Commonwealth's numerous Confederate monuments. Republican Ed Gillespie, Democrat Ralph Northam, and Libertarian Cliff Hira all say they want local governments to have a final say in whether or not to remove the statues. Gillespie says he favors keeping the monuments up. Northam said he'd be a vocal advocate to have them removed, and Hira said he's not crazy about having monuments up on public lands. The federal government is giving Virginia nearly $2.7 million to help manage its coastline. The money will help reduce flooding and pollution while improving fisheries and wildlife habitats. The funding is being awarded by NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and will be matched by state and local governments. An example of the work being done is the installation of living shorelines, which use plants to prevent erosion. Learn more about today's stories on our website, WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day.